Michael Bloomberg wants 48-hour waiting period on gun purchases. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 19, 2020. Democrat presidential hopeful Michael Bloomberg wants to institute a 48-hour waiting period on gun purchases nationally. Waiting periods have been adopted and repealed in various states for decades. For example, in states like Wisconsin, Democrats secured waiting periods in the mid-1970s by claiming the wait gave individuals time to cool off before taking possession of a gun. However, in 2015 the Cap Times reported Republicans fight to repeal the waiting period, arguing that it put law-abiding citizens at a disadvantage and made acquisition of a firearm for self-defense cumbersome. California has a 10-day waiting period on gun purchases, yet that state also witnesses some of the most heinous public firearm-based attacks in the nation. Bloomberg is pushing a 48-hour waiting period for the U.S. Moreover, he wants to mandate that all gun owners report to police if their firearms have been lost or stolen within 3 days after they know or should know that their guns are missing. He does not explain when a gun owner should know a firearm has been stolen, but 3 days is the reporting window gun owners will be expected to honor. Bloomberg is pushing numerous gun controls in addition to waiting periods and mandates on the reporting of stolen guns, all of which make the lawful acquisition and use of firearms more difficult. At the same time, he lives his day-to-day life surrounded by good guys with guns. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly at rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.